This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, there's much to cover today again. I was just thinking, you know, why is it that people believe that Christmas is the birth of Christ? Well, I just want to set the record straight really quick, because we are going into this weekend, the Christmas season, the Christmas weekend, and again, why is it that people celebrate Christmas on December 25th. The actual date of Jesus' birth was several years before that. As a matter of fact, folks, I'm sorry, months, because it was actually in the fall time that the Christ was born, not on December 25th. I just want to set that record straight really quick so people can understand. The reason would be it was just something that they wanted to replace with a pagan holiday. That's all it came down to. So it's like on Halloween, instead of a pagan holiday, is it's actually being celebrated. What happens, the church catches on to the spirit of the world, so what they have to do is they have to commemorate their holiday. And so what they do is they come up with something called Hallelujah Day. I mean, folks, it really is that ridiculous. I mean, you see, on Easter, which is the resurrection, the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, what does the world do? It goes ahead and mocks the Christ, and what they do is they actually come up with something called Easter, and they use a little bunny with eggs. By the way, bunnies don't have eggs, just to confuse the people all the further. That's all it's about. But again, it's just the same thing taking place during Christmas, folks. It's just the Christians had to use something to commemorate the birth of Christ, and they did it in place of a pagan holiday. Again, Christ was born in the fall time. And by the way, there's not an exact date that anybody can come up with as to when Jesus was actually born. What they can do is theologians actually took the time of Herod, which they know that Christ was born during that particular time, and they calendared, folks, it around that particular date to figure out exactly how it was done, actually the place it was done, the time it was done. And we know that Scripture cannot be wrong, and nor can prophecy, and we know that the Christ was born. But again, just setting the record straight, Christmas is just put in place of a commemoration acknowledging the Christ in his birth in the place of a pagan holiday. Jesus was actually born in the fall time, just for the record. Wanted to set that record straight really quick. I also wanted to let you know that there's a lot going on in your country as well as globally. If we jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, I just want to highlight some of the articles before we get back over to the good, bad, and the righteous. We already talked about how the deists wanted to create George Washington to be one just like them, which he's not. Then we talked about Martin Luther King Jr., how they wanted him to be a communist, which he was not. Then we talked about how Eric Little was called a traitor by his own people for actually honoring God. And we see that the Lord honored Eric Little at the very end of the Olympics. If you've ever ever seen that movie Chariots of Fire understand that that was Eric Little. And then yesterday we got to Benedict Arnold, who everybody thought was a patriot when in fact he was a traitor. And then we spent a little time on Ben Franklin because, again, the revisionists want to tear him down and to make him out to be just like their ungodly devilish selves. And we set that record straight as well. We have many more people to actually bring forth to the light to set the record straight on their behalf, talking about the good, the bad, and the righteous. We're going to get to that on second segment, third segment, and fourth segment coming up. Going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have a Muslim army chaplain in Canada. He said it's okay to beat your wives. Oh, and by the way, P.S., I'm speaking to Americans right now, over 64 affiliates across the United States that are listening to me live right now. You do know that Barack Hussein Obama, do you know that today thousands of Muslim Somalian migrants pour into the United States of America? Just wanted to let you know that God's spirit will not be straightened, folks. You are under the judgments of God. The foreigner will be made the head and you will be made the tail. You should look at the great specificity that Scripture goes into concerning details of those people that will show no regard for the young or the old, folks. They are a vicious people. And they are a tongue that you will not understand. And I want to talk about the specifics of prophecy. Go to Leviticus 26 and 28, folks, because you are seeing it unfold today. And I just did an article today, too, and I'll be probably hitting up on that on tomorrow or Friday. But what's interesting to know, what we're seeing over in Europe, we've seen them advocate everything God condemns, and America's following in close pursuit. I want to tell you something right now before you accept what's going on over in Europe. You might want to pay attention to the fact that they're reaping now what they have sown, friends. And what they are sowing, everybody in the world is literally trying to get away from it. And what did they do? They opened the floodgates to everything God condemned. And what came in? Well, we had the Sodomites, and now we have the Muslims coming in. And what are they doing? Plundering, raping, killing, so on and so forth, folks. And we see this on a global scale. And again, interestingly enough, we see the representatives condemn the crime, but they won't condemn the criminals. They advocate the people to come into those prospective countries, and then when the crime is committed, they go ahead and they condemn the crime, but again, they don't condemn the people that they advocated coming into their countries in the first place. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, I highlighted again, thousands of Muslim Somalians today, friends, migrants, pour into the United States of America. Pour into the United States of America today. Today. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, new illegal protections put place for Planned Parenthood by Obama. Isn't it interesting, folks, that you have tolerated this criminal for 8 years? Look what he's doing on the way out. I received a text from one of our friends just yesterday and said, Bradley, do you see the record number of people that Barack Hussein Obama is pardoning? I said, he's been doing this throughout the duration of his tenure. If he's not setting free illegal aliens from the southern border and the 1,067 to 68,000 felons in U.S. prisons onto the American population, innocent people, well, then I'll tell you what he's doing. He is going abroad. He's taking it a step further, friends, and he's going abroad to Guantanamo Bay, and he's releasing these terrorists back to fight America on another day. But you've tolerated this now for 8 years, America, and America, you can't say that you didn't know, because you did know, and you do know that he's a criminal. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, fake Navy SEAL slapped with 3 years in prison after scamming charity. Folks, I mean, this kid's mentally ill. You should see some of these pictures on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Fake Navy SEAL slapped with 3 years in prison after scamming charity. I mean, folks, these are the worst of men. When you play the sympathies of the people for a cause that those finances don't go to, you deserve what you have coming, rest assured. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Thwarted peace, by the way, when I brought forth that the Russian ambassador that was shot down. Well, many people questioned the shooting. And was it a thwarted peace? Is it a false flag? Was it an operation by the West? I have a question. Was he even killed, friends? Because there's not a thing that you can believe the state-controlled narrative sets. Not a thing. We're going to take a quick break. Coming back to the good, bad, and the ugly, folks. And the righteous, let me add. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already church? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now. The Christmas season is here, and it's one of our favorite times of the year at the Sons of Liberty. It's a time where we all reflect upon the goodness of God throughout the year and the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Christmas is also a time for giving. God's gift to the world was His Son, Jesus Christ, and this Christmas season, what better gift to give than the gift of truth? Let us not give gifts that have no meaning. Make this Christmas different by giving the gift of truth. The Sons of Liberty store has so many good products that will convict, inspire, bring healing, and encourage others to go out and speak and save that which is lost. They are gifts that will have a lasting impact and will change men and women for eternity. And while you're on the website, please remember to give your year-end tax-deductible donation. Or better yet, sign up to become a son or daughter of liberty and support our important cause of bringing men to Christ in the up-and-coming new year. Join today by clicking the button that says Sons and Daughters of Liberty and be a part of making a lasting impact to restore America back unto Christ. And Merry Christmas from the Sons of Liberty.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean here, folks. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. You can check us out on Facebook, which is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on our Facebook, folks. We got about 600,000 friends interacting on a daily basis between Facebook and our Twitter accounts. That is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. And you can check us out on our Twitter account for what it's worth. Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. Can call in at any time over the next 45 minutes if you'd like. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Excuse me. Folks, we have been talking about the good, bad, and the righteous. Again, we talked about George Washington, how the revisionists want you to believe that he was a deist. We shared some life experiences to prove just the opposite. We talked about Martin Luther King, huh, and how he was labeled by none other than J. Edgar Hoover, the director of the FBI, as a communist. We even played some audio yesterday just to expose the fact that, folks, nothing could be further from the truth. I'm a Baptist preacher. I don't know many Baptist preachers that would be communists. You heard the audio during his interview back in 1967 with Michael Douglas. Then we spent some time on Eric Little and just showing you again how we have to get our discerners on, because the state-controlled media loves to get you hating the good people and loving the bad people. And what we want to do is we want to set that record straight. Well, Eric Little, when he obeyed God because he would not run a certain race on the Sabbath day, well, he was called a traitor by his own people. Well, mysteriously, friends, yes, I'm being facetious, but the hand of God intervened and set up some other races after the fact because he honored God. And guess what? He was showered in glory. If you've ever seen Chariots of Fire, there you have it. Then we talked about how Benedict Arnold, folks. Benedict Arnold was hailed as a patriot. Patriot defined Webster's 1828 as to uphold dying laws. Folks, did you know that Benedict Arnold was actually there to tear away at our laws because he was selling us out at West Point to the British? Well, he was caught, and so was Major Andre. So we found out that he was a Judas indeed. Then we talked about Ben Franklin, again, the revisionist, the modern-day revisionist. They would love to get you to think, well, in thinking that Ben Franklin, he's just not, you know, he wasn't a good guy. And yesterday I used the analogy, friends, about how every spring, when you go out into the country, you can watch the farmers plow the fields up, turn the soil over, and then they plant the seed. And I'll ask my sons, I'll ask them, my young boys, so I got a question for you guys. So the seed that he plants, what comes up in the fall time? And they tell me, well, the seeds that he's planting now, Dad, we'll see in the fall time. Exactly. You cannot deny that, can you? Nope. You can't. Well, so it is with the United States of America. Well, I know 78% of those that profess their Christianity in America, they're nothing short of hypocrites. I get that. And keep in mind, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. But my point is, 78%, which is not a repudiation of the fact of Tripoli or Tripoli, which is the foundation of this country, there is no repudiation of the fact that, friends, we are a Christian nation, and we see God's fingerprints through his son Jesus Christ everywhere we go, and that's how we derive that God has shed his grace upon us. So we find that Ben Franklin was one of those signers and one of those that established this country as a Christian nation, in which we have over 240 years later. So why don't we go to some of these biblical patriarchs really quick, okay? Like, namely, Jesus Christ. Because I know that the professed church in America has the professors in America loving on Christ and the world loving on Christ, when in fact Christ was hated so much by the religious hypocrites that they were the ones responsible for crucifying him. Read John 7:7 when you get a moment. Read John 15 when you get a moment. Read King David's version of love. He was hated for his love in Psalm 109. So folks, we even see the professed church in America even giving the message of false grace, using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, Galatians 5, as to preach a false gospel in America. In America, you have been preached a false gospel in this country over the last 60 years, no question about it. Just talk to Grandpa and Grandma, and they will tell you that every Sabbath they were taught by their preachers the law and the prophets every Sunday. Now you're being told that the law and the prophets are completely obsolete for the most part. Folks, again, nothing could be further from the truth. So going back to the good, bad, and the righteous, let's go to Jesus Christ. Well, again, the Savior from our sin, Matthew 1:21. Did you know that the Pharisees said of Jesus, this fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of devils, Matthew 12:24. So the religious people of the day in America, and I can safely say this, friends, I can safely say that when you obey the Christ to the smallest jot or the smallest tittle, you can rest assured that the modern day church will say, that's not the Jesus of my Bible. Of course not. No, because you have a false version of it. Listen again. The religious Pharisees of the day said of Christ that he doesn't cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of devils. Matthew 12:24. Jesus answers in John 8:49 and 50. He said, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me, and I seek not my own glory. But again, friends, look how the world labels men of righteousness to be the contrary. And again, what of the Son of God, Beelzebub? I mean, folks, the religious hypocrites of the day calling Jesus Christ Beelzebub? Read John 7:12. This is what it says. And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him, that being Christ. Now listen to how they identified Christ. For some said that Jesus, well, he's a good man. Those were the common people who heard him gladly. Okay? Others said, nay, but he deceiveth the people. So there was a division among the people, and I want to tell you how that division was there, because there was a spirit of the world warring against the spirit of the spirit constantly, the spirit of the flesh warring against the spirit of the Holy One of Israel. But also keep in mind, friends, they deceiveth the people. Keep in mind, Jesus also said, to he who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say. Okay, so there was those that could hear, and there's those that could see. But there's also those that had eyes but could see not, and there were those that had ears and they could see not. Now, again, let's go back to this because we're talking about the good, bad, and the righteous. Remember what Jesus said to his brother in John 7:7. I just brought it up a moment ago. The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth. How is American professors, how is it that they have the world loving on Jesus? It's a false image. See, they say God has a wonderful plan for your life, when in fact, Jesus' message was, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Read Exodus 20, read Galatians 3:24. See, the world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it that the works are evil. Well, what about in John 15:25? They hated me without a cause. And remember in John 15:17-19, these things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that you hated me, or that it hated me before it hated you. Then he goes on, he says, if you were of the world, then the world would love his own, but because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Man, I'm just trying to figure out how this is working today. We see all these harlotins, these false prophets. Furthermore, we see a lot of these women that are in the pulpits who have no business being in the pulpits whatsoever. Seek out Scripture, friends, to back up your stand, because if it doesn't back you up, you don't have a stand. And I want to tell you, take heed that you stand lest you fall, because your foot is on a banana peel if you justify it. But we have all these harlotins, we have all these false prophets, we have these women preaching humanism, we have these men preaching gain is godliness. The Bible tells us from such to withdraw yourself. See, we need to get this right, friends, and we need to get in the Word of God to understand who the Christ is and what the Holy Ghost comes to do. You know, I remember being in church. When I was a little kid, just sporadically during the holidays, it would be Easter, we would go every once in a while. Christmas, it would be that we would go once in a while. And I remember my mom, she would turn at me. As a matter of fact, it was bizarre, and it was pretty cool. And so let me put it this way. It was wonderful, because that really defines what I'm saying here. I used to be able to tell my mom, I would say to my mom, Mom, he's here. I could tell my mom when the Holy Ghost was in the room and when he wasn't. And I remember she would look at me and she would say, look at the goosebumps. And she'd have tears running down her face. And I thought to myself, yeah, that's great, Mom, you cry, but I don't see fruits of repentance. You can discern the fact that the Holy Ghost is in the room and he's here to sanctify you. But first and foremost, keep in remembrance that he's here to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. John 16. And if he's here to convict you of your sin, where's the godly repentance? Repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Because I don't see any change. So you can cry all you want. You can tell me about your goosebumps all you want. But until I see the fruit of the Spirit through godly repentance, I don't want to hear about your goose flesh or your tears. And that's just the facts, friends. But again, and these people are led to believe that because they feel the Holy Ghost, they have goose flesh, they cry, that they're going to heaven. Now, friends, baloney. We're not supposed to be moved by our feelings. Folks, we grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And unless we're growing in grace, folks, we're going the other direction. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com to...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right. right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about the good, bad, and the righteous. We can throw in there the ugly, too, if you'd like to. The good, bad, and the righteous, and the ugly. folks, we're going to get over to David in just a moment. If you want to call in at any time and add to or take away, we're just trying to get your discerners going, friends. Again, because I'm really combating the spirit of the world every step of the way. Because, folks, we have it backwards in so many different ways. When the state-controlled media lavishes with praise and admonition criminals like the likes of Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton, you are in trouble. And you'll notice that they will attack anybody that doesn't go along with their narrative. And you know, those that they attack, 99.5% of the time, friends, they are the good guy. Believe me. Believe me. They will attack those that are exposing them for every step or for everything that they do, and they will lavish praises upon those that are going along to establish a new world order. Just folks, cross-check everything I'm telling you right now because it's there. And again, I'm telling you firsthand experience. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Let's go over to David, King David. So if you go over to Psalm 109, 1 through 4, he said during a prayer, "Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me." Just exactly what I was highlighting, folks. "They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compassed me about also with the words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. For my love, they are my adversaries." Verse 5 goes, goes on. And they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. And I'll tell you what, friends, again, taking it to firsthand experience, the babies that I have seen in the professed church sicken me to no end. When I look at the accounts of what Paul had to go through and what the disciples had to go through, and I hear about how these people are so wounded and their hearts are just completely broken, well, I got to tell you something first and foremost so everybody understands, I'm here to get a job done. I'm not here to people please. I'm here to please God. And I'm not here to yield up my affections to mankind so I can allure them through the lust of the flesh to attach themselves unto me. That's not my job. It's my job to preach the cross and Christ crucified, just like that of Paul. And when you go to 2 Corinthians 11, you look at what he went through. And when you hear American babies crying about how hurt they are, how wounded they've been, you know what, folks? Again, you know what? Grow up. Seriously, wake up. Because we haven't encountered anything even close to what Paul had to go through, or the disciples, or the Christ himself, in any sense of the word. Neither are our forefathers in so many different ways, friends, to establish the freedoms in which we have today. And again, what is it? It's because of a false preaching of grace, is really what it comes down to. And I just expressed that again, once again, in David. And what did David say? They have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. And that's exactly what they do. And they fall in line with the spirit of the world. I mean, folks, what are you seeing today? You're seeing a bunch of college students advocate that which destroys this country. And when you tell them the truth that corrects them, what do? They call you haters. They call you bigots. And friends, we have to get this straight. Let's go over to Elijah, talking about the good, bad, and the righteous. And if you want to throw in there, the ugly. What about Elijah? He was labeled the troubler of Israel. I just had a guy probably a half an hour ago say to me, Bradley, I just posted something, and he said, you got a way of stirring things up, man. And I said, well, I'm not afforded the luxury to go along to get along, nor do I want to be a part of that. I said, I'm born of the Spirit and the purpose, John 3:3, and the purpose that I'm here is to be consecrated unto God in His purposes, and this is what His Word says, like it or not. So, again, this is exactly what Elijah went through in so many different ways. He was labeled the troubler of Israel, 1 Kings 18, 17 through 18. And it came to pass that when the corrupt king, Ahab, the wicked king, saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? This is King James Version. And he answered and said, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, and that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam, a false version of who God, the God of Israel, is at that particular time, and was at that particular time. I want to say it again. And it came to pass when Ahab, the wicked king, saw Elijah, the prophet of God, he who stood alone, that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but you, King Ahab, you wicked king, and your father's house, in that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and you have followed false gods, namely Balaam in Scripture. And if you see, friends, if you go to Isaiah 59, 12 through 14, the Bible clearly tells us, for our transgressions, our violations of God's moral law, 1 John 3:18, are multiplied before you, speaking of God, and our sins testify against us, for our transgressions are with us, and for our iniquities, we know them. And in transgressing and lying against the Lord, Isaiah 59, and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, and judgment is turned away backwards. There it is right there, friends. What are we dealing with in America today? Judgment has been turned backwards. And justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter it. Why? Because men don't enforce it. Read the book of James, chapter 2, friends. America claims they have the faith, but they don't show the works with the faith. And I want to tell you something, friends. Clearly, listen to me carefully, especially you theologians, okay? The law says, do this and live. Grace says, live and do this. So the works are the fruit of you being that of Christ, John 15. I don't do the works to get saved. I do the works because I am saved. And I would ask those professors out there that are listening to me right now, where are the works? I mean, folks, you know that the professed church in America, they have actually had seminars, 2 and 3 day seminars. Should we have to do the works? Are you kidding me? The natural teaches you that you have to do the works. If you don't work, neither shall you eat. And guess what happens if you don't work? You don't eat for the most part. And the point is made. In America today, what you do, I just seen another guy the other day, a little branch off this bunny trail, friends. Or a little bunny trail or a little branch off this tree, a topic in which I'm talking about right now. You know, folks, have you ever noticed that on the street corners across the United States of America, these beggars, they're well-bodied, they're able-bodied to work. Matter of fact, I just seen one the other day. Man, the clothes that they are wearing are more expensive than the clothes that I'm wearing, friends. Brand new jackets, brand new shirts, brand new tennis shoes. They have backpacks, and it's interesting, they have cigarettes hanging out of their face, but they still can find ignorant people that will enable these people that don't want to work with a dollar here and a $5 bill there and a $20 bill there. Oh, Bradley, shouldn't we be helping them? Let me ask you a question. Are you helping them, or are you enabling them so they don't have to work? And like when I was in San Diego a couple months back, a guy came up to me about my age, and I looked at him. I said, dude, get a job. It offended me just instantaneously. And it wasn't an offense with my eyes. It was a righteous judgment from my heart. I was offended at him instantly. And I looked at him, and I said, hey, why don't you get a job? And he knew there was attitude at what I was saying. And I hope that it was, and I believe it was, a rebuke of the Holy Ghost to get his act together. He said, it's just hard. I said, you better bet your bottom dollar it's hard. You don't get to the top of the mountain by falling on it. You have to work your way to get there. And I know that's contrary to what's going on in this country. But again, friends, we're talking about the good, the bad, and the righteous, and the ugly. And right now we just happen to be talking about the ugly, namely the younger people in this country that believe that somebody owes them something. And I was taking that in parallel to the guy on the street. And what was interesting, friends, going back to that, just I'll slow down so you can track with me. I can think on 3 to 4 levels at all times. Isn't that amazing? I'm playing with you, but I really can. We were in a local town, actually a city. It was a bigger city in Minnesota. The guy standing there with brand new threads on, brand new backpack. Man, he was styling, guys. He was styling, girls. He was looking good off your dime. Or should I say to those that enable him so that he doesn't have to work. You know what my little boy said? And dad, look, there's a restaurant right behind him that he could go get a job at. I said, honey, he doesn't have to work. And furthermore, as long as these people keep giving him money, guess what? They're enabling him to stay exactly where he's at, on the street corner rather than inside, busting a sweat to get paid. And again, we're talking about backwards judgment. Prime example, ONPS, posted script. We do know that many of them people, not all of them, but a good portion of them, that are begging for money. They did a report in Minneapolis about 15 years ago. They found out that these people, these beggars, that are begging on the street corners with nice clothes, cigarettes hanging out of their mouth, interestingly enough, they're making $400 to $600 a day. That's pretty good money for not doing a whole lot besides begging, huh? And what's sad about it is they don't have any shame. And what's worse, the American people that are working, that are supporting them. I do a whole show on that, friends. How many times I've offered to take them out to dinner. They don't want nothing to do with that. They want the money. And if you look around, you'll find a drug store or you'll see a liquor store real close so they can get their cigarette and their booze. Now let's go back to this, Isaiah 59. Pay attention to verse 15. Yeah, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. Listen to that. And he that departs from evil, he that will not be a partaker of the evil, makes himself a prey to who? Them that do the evil. You know, and I've shared this so many times, friends, with others across the country. You know, when I was doing everything in the world that I shouldn't have been doing up to the point that I got saved, nobody ever one time corrected me. Nobody loved me enough to tell me the absolute truth. Yet Scripture tells us, in thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me, that I might learn his statutes. Which one's love? The one that chastises. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chastise. Therefore be zealous and repent. folks. Revelations 3. Psalm 119. Go back to Psalm 119. In thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me. So which one is love, friends? Not the one that withholds the rod. Proverbs tells us that he who withholds his rod hates his son. And we also understand that correction is grievous to those that forsake the way. So they have to make a choice just like we do. I'm going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, Ph.D., and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book. Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
The good, bad, and the righteous. And the ugly, we just threw those in there too. Some of these things that we talk about, they are just ugly. I mean, they're so ugly, they hit every branch on the way down from the ugly tree. That's how ugly they are. That's how ugly they really are. Let's jump over to Jeremiah. We're setting aside, friends, discernment, which we should have in everything that we do. You know, I've had people come over to spend time in my personal capacity. As a matter of fact, I had one particular individual call up from Washington, D.C. He's a church leader out there, and if I said his name, you'd know who he was and who he is. And what's interesting to note is before he came out to my house, or before I gave him the green light to come out to my house in Minnesota, I went online to see all the things his enemies had said to him, because you'll know people by their enemies. And I went online, and I'm telling you what, they had so much spew and junk and scorn and mockery and blatant lies tagged to this individual that we called him back and said, come on down, you're a guy that will understand real ministry. Some people just don't get that. And that's your bad. But you better understand that's exactly what they did to the Christ. And if they did it to him, they will do it to us as well. Let's go over to Jeremiah real quick. What of Jeremiah? What did the people say of Jeremiah? They said, go prophesy somewhere else, Jeremiah. I mean, what was Jeremiah doing? Well, the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 18:18, then said they, come, let us devise devices against Jeremiah, for the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come and let us all smite him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words. What is the state-controlled media attempting to do today? Folks, they have set themselves against God. They have set themselves against heaven, and they will surely reap that which they have sown. Let us smite him with the tongue and let us not give heed to any of his words. What was Jeremiah doing? He was warning the people that their sin was finding them out before a just and a holy God. He was warning them of the things that were to come if they failed to repent. But they wanted to discredit Jeremiah. They wanted to mock him. They wanted to make him out to be some sort of conspiracy theory or theorist. I want you to listen to what Jeremiah said, talking about the good, bad, and the righteous, and the ugly. Jeremiah 19 through 20. Listen carefully, verse 18. Give heed to them, he said, give heed to me, O Lord, and hearken to the voice of them that contend with me. Shall evil be recompensed for good? For they have digged a pit, said Jeremiah. Listen carefully, friends. He said, shall evil be repaid for good or recompensed for good? He said, they dig a pit for my soul. Remember that I stood before thee to speak good for them and to turn away thy wrath from them. But look what they did. And then all of a sudden the curses were pronounced by Jeremiah upon these that rejected the word of the Lord. And where did Jeremiah prophesy? Well, he went unto the kings of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. He went to the gate, as it says in Jeremiah 19:14, and he stood in the court of the Lord's house and said to all the people. He was speaking to the kings. We have representatives. And he was speaking to the church hierarchy. That's who he was reproving, because at length they were responsible, first starting with the church, as to the corruption that was taking place in the government. Well, what about Paul? Talking about the good, bad, and the righteous. What about Paul? Folks, did you know that the guy that was moved by the Holy Spirit and was led by the Holy Spirit, Romans 8, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are the sons of God. The man that was used by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost to write 2/3 of the New Testament, did you know that they called him a mover of sedition? Wow! A mover of sedition. For we have found this man a pestilent fellow, and a mover of sedition among all the Jews throughout the world, and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes, who also have gone about to profane the temple. This was the man that was bringing forth the promise that they all hoped for. And that's not really what it was about to the Pharisees. They liked their positions. They loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. So, Paul, a mover of sedition. They also called him a ringleader. Wow. See, Paul was an apostle, the earliest and most influential interpreter of Christ's message and his teachings. A Christian missionary, a ambassador, was that of Paul. Paul was sent to preach to men, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to the light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, Acts 26, verse 18. But for some reason or another, they called him a ringleader. They called him a mover of sedition. Friends, are you tracking with me? Are you getting what I'm talking about here, friends? It's just over the top what people have accepted as being the truth. Now, what are the disciples talking about? The good, bad, and the righteous. And again, friends, we're throwing the ugly in there if we have to. What about the disciples? 11 of the 12 were martyred. Now, do you think that for one moment they were actually walking around telling the world, instead of repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, but God loves you and has a wonderful plan, which is unscriptural. God loves you through a demonstration, 1 John 3:18, John 3:16, friends. And I can go to 1 John as well. But point being made here, friends, is the message that they were given to a dark, fallen, reprobate, wicked people was repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, with the use of the law in their hand, driving them to the foot of the cross where the law can do no more, rightly said by D.L. Moody. Galatians 3:24, Psalm 9:17:7. So what about the disciples? It was said, listen carefully, I love this. It was said in the Bible that the disciples turned the world upside down. No, America, they turned the world right side up. When you read Acts 17, 5 through 7, it says, but the Jews which believed not, moved with, friends, listen carefully, moved with envy. Moved with envy. Why do those people scorn? Why do those people mock? Because they're moved by envy. They're jealous. But the Jews, which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, of the baser sort, of the baser sort. The media is filled with the baser sort. This administration, criminal at the top. In the executive branch, what does he have around him? He has plenty of the baser sort, friends. And gathered a company and set all the cities on an uproar. Remember Barack Hussein Obama mocking scripture and condemning scripture at the very beginning of his criminal administration 8 years ago, friends? Remember this? And Christians were like, wait a second, we thought you were a Christian. I know we failed to judge you by your fruit. I know we don't know anything about your birth certificate. I know what you said, but what have you really done? We know that you advocate sodomy. We know that you advocate homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of the world. Never. We know that you voted 242 times to make sure babies were murdered in the womb. And we also know that you voted for another doctor to be in the murder clinics just in case one of those American babies got out, namely black or Hispanic. Blacks, listen to me carefully. And if that baby got out, you wanted a second doctor in there just to make sure that they didn't have a chance to get out. Oh, we know that Barack Hussein Obama, we know you voted 242 times. We noticed that you stacked government with Muslims and sodomites and transgenders. We know. Why would you do something like that? Because, America, you failed to do your history. You failed to do your homework. But again, the Jews which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar. All the city on an uproar. Who does that more than the media does? Fabricated in false flags over and over, and even contrived by the brown shirts in America. They set the city on an uproar because the people don't take the time to know the difference. And assaulted the house of Jason and sought to bring them, Paul and Silas, out to the people. And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren under the rulers of the city, crying, these that have turned the world upside down are come hither also. I want to tell you something. Christ is still turning the world right side up. If you're willing to listen, you can be a part of taking it and rolling the stone, the spear, the other direction. Roll forward, Zion. Roll forward, Zion. Roll forward, Zion. Roll forward, Zion. You want to talk about work? Let me tell you about work, friends. Rolling forward in Zion is not easy work. And I know some people believe it to be. And I know that some people believe it to be just to stand down and just go along with the things of the world. No, you want anything done, you better act in faith. Because first it's impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done. And those are the people that understand the old rugged cross. They understand the old rugged cross. And there's a lot of people that talk about how they understand the old rugged cross, but rugged they know nothing of. And when it comes to the cross, they know nothing of because they have no power of resurrection in their life. When in fact, they are called to be witnesses of the resurrection. And again, that's as foreign to them as me speaking a foreign language to them, friends. And for them to translate, they could never do it in a million years. Why? Because they don't have ears to hear and they don't have eyes to see. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Creek, non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Unless there was some really